You're listening to WCNO Palm City. Come out of the world,
oh my people, seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Yahweh is absolutely on your side, and not to think it's you against the world alone. Yahweh's with you, and your uniqueness in Yahweh, the way He built you, the way He formed you in the womb, and everything He wants you to be. I want you to never forget that, no matter how discouraging this world may be, because you're set apart and you're different and you're holy and you're unique. I want you to be confident today, remembering and realizing that Yahweh created you to be just who you are, exactly the way you are. You don't need to alter your physical appearance. You don't need to change your way of thinking. You need to accept the role that Yahweh put you here to be. You should not feel awkward for praising Him. You should not feel awkward for praising Him and praying to Him in public. You should not feel awkward for talking about Him. And you definitely shouldn't feel awkward to let Him know or let people know about Him. See, this world tries to suffocate us. The world and the ways of Babylon and the ways of this world want us to be quiet and not let anyone know how unique and special we are. But we cannot squash our talents that Yahweh created us with. Remember, it says in Psalms 139, 13 to 14, "You alone created my inner being. You knitted me together inside my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I have been amazingly and miraculously built. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this." So many of us out there are defending the innocent children out there today that are in the womb. But remember, we are those children. Just as we're caring for and loving and thinking about and defending those precious little babies inside the wombs of mothers and women everywhere. Do not forget for one moment that that also is you. You are one of those innocent children. You are one of those blessings that we so often let people know about and talk to people about. You are a true blessing of Yahweh in everything. And Yahweh knitted you inside that womb. Yahweh formed you to be an amazing, amazing person. One thing a believer should never lack is confidence, because we need to understand and remember what the scriptures say about us. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "However, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people who belong to Yahweh. You were chosen to tell about the excellent qualities of Yahweh. You called out of the darkness into His miraculous light." That's us. We must understand this. We must get this. And we must be able to praise to Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, and our confidence and our joy every day. "You made me and You created me. Now give me the sense to follow Your commandments. Make all who fear You find in me a cause for joy." Or, "May all who fear You find in me a cause for joy, for I have put my hope in Your word." Psalms 119, 73 to 74. Don't let that fire burn out. Don't let that love for Yahweh go away. No matter what's going on inside your life and going on around you, remember, Yahweh created you special. He's not going to give you a gift. He already gave you the gift, the greatest gift you could ever have in Yeshua. Do you understand? We deserve to die, and Yeshua covers us. He covered us to try to transform our heart, to show us and help us. No. We just got to remember the whole thing and praise Yah for bringing up this situation with the with what's going on in the courts today and everything else to remind us and help us remind ourselves that Yahweh creates life. We are at his mercy and his under his grace. It says in Isaiah 64, verse 8, yet you, Yahweh, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hand. That we would be reminded of that every day and thank Yahweh that the system and things that are going on today, we understand and we know about. So praise Yah that we could be a word and speak about those children, those innocent children out there and everything that's going on in the court system today. But Yahweh's being exalted. And it's a reminder to us who's leading us or who should lead us. And we should never, ever be depressed or feeling down. You know, because Yahweh has amazing things stored for us and wants amazing things stored for us. You know, he created you for that situation of the life that you're living, or at least the life that you can live. And we need to embrace that and not run from that. And find joy, he said, do not be dismayed. And to find joy, and even in the hardships of life, knowing that Yahweh knows what's going on, and he's going to pull you through it some way, somehow. And praise Yah that we can come here together and be here together. And each day we can get out of bed and you know, when you said we could feel our hands and our feet and our bodies and we could walk. There are people out there that can't even do that, that praise him. So why should we not praise him? We need to be thankful and use our talents and our uniqueness and the way he created us to go out there and find ways to exalt him. You know, when you see this in the humility of people, whether it's somebody who's handicapped or somebody who's fully capable and professional athletes, of who they acknowledge first and how they acknowledge it. Remember, Yahweh knew you from the beginning, not the beginning of you from the beginning of time. You got to remember and stay confident. It says in Matthew 10:29-31, what is the price of two sparrows, one copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to Yahweh than a whole flock of sparrows. Wow. Remember that. Remember how valuable you are to Yahweh. You know, some people think and some people say, well, Yahweh doesn't need us. Yahweh doesn't need us. He doesn't need us to create what he's doing and to make his plan. But you know what? There is nothing more valuable to him than us. There is nothing more valuable to him. Like a man who has all the money he could ever have. If he's a righteous man, besides our wonderful creator, nothing's going to be more important than his children and his spouse, no matter how much money he has. But you take the unrighteous man putting things before Yahweh, that's another story. Jeremiah tells us, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. See, we have to remember the creation of all things. When we hit hard times and things are going bad, we got to remember the creation of all things. Go back and read Genesis and remember, he spoke this word and it came true. Yes, he spoke it and it happened and it came true. But what did he speak? He spoke of the existence of everything. And he planned it into action and it came true. He is the one in charge of your whole body. Every cell in your body, everything that's going on in your body. He is the one that's in control. But I tell you, if you don't follow his guidelines and instructions, you're asking for trouble. He knows how your body can work. He created your body to work a certain way. From a physical standpoint, with the food you put in it, from an emotional standpoint, with the things you let come in your mind, from a spiritual standpoint, with who you worship. You follow his guidelines and instructions, and you're going to get his plan. As he says, no, the plans I have for you, they are for good and not this disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. But if you want to go on your own plan, it says in the scriptures, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. It's the last thing our Creator wants to happen. He says in his word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they will live, so they will have life. You have this special relationship with our wonderful Creator. Never forget that. It says in Ephesians, for we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. There should not even be a conversation of should we do this or shouldn't we do that. The conversation should be our Creator told us to do this, and yes, I have to do it. I have to do it. And every part of our body, everything that screams out to us should be follow Yahweh and you're going to be fine. Whether everything seems good and perfect in your life right now, or something seems really bad and you have a lot of distractions and confusions, take confidence in Yahweh and trust in him who saw you before you were born, who has every day of your life recorded, every moment laid out before even a single day has passed. You are an individual member of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An important, valuable part to him. No matter what is going on in your life, you're an important, valuable part to Yahweh. In everything, no matter what's happening, remember that. Everyone say right now, I am an important, valuable part in Yahweh's plan for everything. He's given us all a gift. He's given us things he wants us to do. He wants us to use our gifts to the fullest. To use our gifts to the fullest. He knows every choice you're going to make. He knows when you sit down. He knows when you stand up. He knows our thoughts. No matter where we are, he sees everything and he knows everything and is in control of the situation as it folds out. And he can give us all the free passes he wants as we mess up, but we're not going to learn when that happens. The scriptures talk about disciplining a child. So when we mess up, we're gonna pay the consequences. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. So we make better choices and wiser choices. So when a more serious situation comes up, we make the right choice and we do the right thing. Remember that. How valuable we are to him. So valuable that he gave up himself to cover us. That he redeemed us. That's how valuable we are. Created as him in his image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, so we must take confidence in that. We must know that. We must never doubt that. You know, and yes, there are challenges in this world. Some of us have physical challenges. Many of us have mental, emotional issues because of the way the world's treating us, the way we were brought up, what we were told, what we should do, and all this stuff. But take confidence in Yahweh, knowing that his word is real and he is true. And regardless of what somebody's telling you that you can't be or who you're not, regardless of what your bank account says, we cannot measure ourselves up to the competition of this world. We have to think about who we are to Yahweh, and you are a valuable, 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 valuable person to Yahweh. We have to remember that. No matter what the world says of you, let them judge you and let them point fingers to you and talk about you and say all this stuff. It doesn't matter. If they want to make you feel good with a kind word, or if they want to bring you down with some Lashon Hara or some bad words or rumors, it doesn't matter. What does Yahweh say about you? That's what the question should be. That's what should be going on. That's what we have to remember. I met a man a couple of days ago walking with a cane. And I was talking to him. What a joyful man. He said he was sitting in a truck one day. Just in the truck. And bam, a car with a drunk driver came out, smashed his truck, split it up in two, threw him from the truck. He had to get airlifted to the hospital. He had to get 4 or 5 surgeries. He's been getting surgeries for the last 3 or 4 years. Walking with his cane. Physically, not in the best shape. I don't know if I ever seen a man smile so much. Every other word out of his mouth was praise and joy. Always finding the good in something. Some bad stuff happened to this man. The man almost died so many times from his surgeries and all the things that the doctors messed up on, that the doctors missed or things doctors did wrong. But all he kept telling me was how Yahweh's hand was in this situation and how Yahweh saved him from this, or Yahweh put this person right where they needed to be at a particular time to save him and to save his life. Wow. Wow. And I left that person. I said, that might be the most positive person I've ever met. Ever. Thinking that's how we should all be. Not thinking about the things that put him in the situation he's in, but praising Yahweh for Yahweh's hand on the situation. Praise Yah. And that's just a little tiny bit of what Yahweh can do in our lives. Absolutely amazing the things he does. But where is our faith? Where's our faith? I know people in my lives that they're so physically messed up, they can hardly even walk. They can hardly even walk and have no faith in Yahweh at all. And I know without a doubt, if they would just acknowledge him for who he is, their bodies will completely be restored and healed. I tried to express this to them. They don't want to get it. They don't want to do anything about it. They don't want to acknowledge him. You know, and there's a plan before each man that seems right and ends in death. People want to think they could figure things out. People want to do things without Yahshua. People don't want Yahweh's help. People want to question this. That's the enemy in their lives. Oh, how can that happen? How can somebody be healed without being worked on operation or something, or having a lot of money so they can pay their medical bills? No. No. A child of Yahweh doesn't think that way. If he spoke the world into existence, he can heal your situation, no matter what you're going through. And then the question becomes, why? But why? But why do I have to go through this? But why is this going on in my life? But why does this happen? It's an excellent question to ask Yahweh. Not to ask man, to pray to Yahweh and ask him, what can I do? I will praise you every day. I will sing my praises to you every day. But show me the way I should go. The thing is, he's already showed us. The instructions that he's given us don't change based on our situation in life. Oftentimes, the situation happens because we're not following his instructions. Two words. No matter what you're going through in your life, no matter where you are, 2 words. Follow me. Follow me. Not looking for excuses and loopholes to not follow him. Follow Yahweh And how do you do that? What are we following? He's given us his holy word. People say, he doesn't speak to me. He doesn't speak to me. The Bible is a book of him speaking to you. That's what it is. If you do not acknowledge the word of our creator, you are not acknowledging our creator. Because those are his instructions for your life. Those are predetermined, or what the outcome is going to be. When he says he formed us uniquely in the womb, he did. When he says the plans I have for you are good for and not disaster, they are. And if you don't trust that and believe that, how are you following him? This is why we take joy in reading the holy word, and we see what happened when people trusted in his word and people didn't. We got more than enough of what we need. People say, well, some of it's missing. Well, we got more than enough of what we need. We don't need to be looking for extra books. We don't need to look for extra things. We got everything we need right there in his holy word. He tells us what to do, how to do it, and what attitude to have it with. With confidence and joy in knowing our wonderful creator. So a seasoned person in Yahweh should not have the same thoughts of a non-believer, the same emotions of a non-believer. Nobody likes pain. Nobody likes unsettling situations. And Yahweh certainly doesn't like injustice. We need the heart of David when it comes to the Psalms he wrote. And in Psalms 119, his desire to follow Yahweh and what we're to do and how we're to do it. And to trust Yahweh, that as long as we follow him, we're going to be blessed. And David, the way he cried out to Yahweh, show me your ways and help me see your word. You know, and back then they didn't have these little pocket Bibles or the Bible on your cell phone where you could press one button and see it. They had these big Torah scrolls maybe and so on. But David yearned to see the word and to touch the word. So when you're at the supermarket in line looking at those trashy magazines while you're waiting to check out for all your unhealthy, unclean food so you can get home and indulge in those things, just stop for a second. While you're waiting there in line, what a great opportunity this is to read the word, the holy word of our creator. Quiet. No, don't read it quiet. Read it out loud. Hallelujah. As you're there in line. Well, we might disturb people. Yes, good. Disturb people with the word of Yah. People need to be disturbed. Disturbed. Let them know it. Let them hear it. As a matter of fact, as you're getting your wagon and going to your car, pause when you come out of that supermarket and stop for a second at the front entrance. As your word is in your hand, read a couple of scriptures out loud. Acknowledge him to all those people that are going in and out of that door to indulge in their sin and their disobedience, and set that example. Set that example and live it. And the joy and the peace will come upon you. People say, I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed to tell people Yeshua died for them or to read a scripture in public. What a funny world this is. We have a creator who created us, formed us, protects us, restored us, redeemed us. And we're embarrassed to tell the world about this creator, but people could stand on a corner talking gossip all day long. All day long, people are too tired, embarrassed, and sad, or weak, or whatever you want to call it, to look at a scripture. But they'll look on their social media all day long at just gossip and slander and everything else. They're not embarrassed about that. You got women around walking here in nature, women around walking around in public half naked, and they're not embarrassed or ashamed. And people are ashamed to tell people that Yeshua died for them. What a backwards world we live in. Backwards world we live in. people cursing around all over the place, completely doing things against the scriptures that people should really truly be embarrassed of. And then when it comes to let's just stop here and open up the Bible and read a verse. Or turn on your cell phone and go get yourself a verse and say it out loud. Well, I'm embarrassed, or I can't. What are people going to think of me? That's the nonsense of this world, and that's what we must overcome. That's what we must change. That's what people must come to a new understanding, a clearer understanding. So praise Yah for this blessed day. And may Yahweh just use us, teach us, and help us to understand his truth. You know, just change that word truth with Yeshua. Know Yeshua, and Yeshua will set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? The healing, the joy, the answers, the timing of all these things is going to come on Yahweh's timing, not our own. Not our own. Be patient and humble, and with joy, wait on Yahweh and see what he's going to do in our lives. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. So I want this to be a reminder to you all today to go out there with confidence and joy, no matter what situations you're dealing with, that things would, in your mind would be different, that you would take joy. Thank Yahweh right now for the situation you're in. Thank Yahweh for the situation that you're in. How could you say that? How could I thank him? I'm going through such trials and everything else. Trust him. Trust him. He knows exactly what you're going through. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this blessed day. Thank you for Yeshua in our lives. Hallelujah. And use us, Yahweh. Rejoice always. Praise our wonderful Creator. Everybody, have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you this day and always. And shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening. You can join us every Friday night at 8 p.m. for live fellowship on our YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. And you could also join us Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. for Bible study on the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And every morning at 6 a.m. for prayer on the same YouTube channel. If you'd like to get in touch with me, 917-407-2270. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a blessed day. Thank you for blessing and praying for this ministry. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Dr. Michael Youssef.
To follow Jesus means that you are willing to abandon yourself to him. To follow Jesus means that you are willing to sacrifice what is near and dear. Sometimes that's your strong opinion. Sometimes that means that you're going to sacrifice your stubborn will that's standing in the way of following Jesus.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCN.
This is Reverend Dave Boston, and I invite you to join us every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. for Follow His Sandals.
This show is about practical keys to help all of us walk more closely with our Lord Jesus Christ to become better disciples.